Okay, so the merge plan came out today. What are your thoughts about it?
Well, I'm very pleased with the process up to this point, which has brought us the merge scenario. We are still probably a year away from finalizing the plan. We need to do a fiscal impact analysis as well as the very important water resource element that will be a part of this plan. And we're committed to having the WRE finalized when we finalize the comp plan, something that wasn't done with the 2006 comprehensive plan. And I think the merge scenario clearly shows that everyone had a voice.
Yeah, it really did seem to integrate a lot of what I saw at the various charrettes. Do you think there's any going to be any controversy over the next year? I mean, or do you think that this is going to, you know, be a smooth process?
I actually expect it to be relatively smooth because I think some of the fears that people had about what the initial merge scenario was going to look like are not in there. The farmers had some serious concerns about downzoning and of going from one lot to 20 acres, and it, at least in the proposed language, it's one lot to 5 acres. And the fact that the deferred development district no longer exists for some people in that district, in that area where it was 1 to 10, will actually be reduced to 1 to 5. So I think that people who are in that group should be pretty pleased with it.
You know, you had really said for the last couple of years, actually leading, you know, your election and then leading up to when you started as commissioner, that this comprehensive plan would really be the most important thing that the commissioners did over the next 4 years. I mean, do you think that's actually turning out to be the way it is?
Absolutely. I think that however this ultimately plays out, it's going to be the mark that we are going to leave for at least 6 years, though I think even longer than that, on how the county is developed in the future. And I'm pro-development. There is no question about that. I think development, you know, enhances economic opportunities within the county. I've always said that we're going to grow, but how we grow is really critical. And I think that the first phase of the comp plan that we're seeing now shows that we are definitely pro-growth. It's just where and how.
Okay, so that's a little bit like the smart growth that everybody's been talking about. Last question. A little bit of controversy with the Critical Area Commission, and I guess Senator Mac Middleton put in one of his supporters into the spot that the commissioners wanted Gaines Hopkins, who's a landowner or a farmer.
He's both.
That whole, what is he is both?
Yeah, he owns a substantial amount of land, and he also farms, and he raises horses, and he's an attorney. He understands land use policies, and you know, my objection was we had an opening on the Critical Area Commission for a Charles County representative, and I'm a true believer in process, and so we advertised that opening on both the county's website as well as in the Maryland Independent, and so that people could apply for that position, and it's a very important position. I was going to say it's a very critical position, but that would be obvious since it's the Chesapeake Bay Critical Area Commission. And the commissioners interviewed Mr. Hopkins. We were very impressed with him. We voted 5-0 to send his name up to the governor, and suddenly we were told that his name would not be presented, and that it was rejected, and that someone else's name was going to be placed. And that seems to have played a role in the process that we were going through. I also know that it took the Critical Area Commission by surprise, that the executive director of that organization had never experienced anything like this from any other jurisdiction. So I am extremely disappointed in Senator Middleton in getting involved in what usually is done at the county level.
Can you speculate at all what you think his motivation was in getting involved?
I could speculate, but that would be just that speculation, and I don't like to go on the record with my guesses. But obviously, I think politics played a role in this. And, you know, my feeling about politics is, you know, every 4 years is a political year, and the intervening year should be about governance, and that's where we're at right now. And I hate the fact that this politics, as it was done in the past, seems to have crept out again, and that's really disappointing to me.
Okay, well, thanks for your time.
Always.